Last November, a postal inspector intercepted two express mail parcels addressed to 27-year-old Robert D. Martin of Naknek. There were unspecified reasons to suspect there may be drugs inside. Authorities contacted Martin, and according to a report, Martin gave consent for the postal inspector to open the parcels. Inside one was a total of 30.8 grams of crystal meth, and in the other, a total of 39.3 grams of cocaine. Both parcels were mailed from Concord, California. In later interviews over the phone, Martin told investigators that he did know about the packages and said he was supposed to receive them and deliver them to Jerry L. Foster, Jr., also of Naknek. Martin said there had been 10 or 12 such packages in the past that he had done this with, and that Foster would give him some drugs as payment, but he insisted he thought it was only ever marijuana, and his understanding was that it was legal. Authorities had had their eye on Martin and Foster for some time, suspecting both were selling marijuana, meth, cocaine, and prescription pills in Naknek and King Salmon. The Anchorage Want Unit continued to investigate, and last week, working with the Bristol Bay Borough Police Department, finally arrested Martin and charged him with two drug-related felonies. That the drugs, especially the meth, did not make it to the streets, and that another alleged dealer finds himself behind bars, has been received as good news in the Bristol Bay Borough. Patrick Patterson is the president of the Naknek Native Village Council.
The drug problem in the borough seems to be out of control. We had reports of 9 and 10-year-olds using meth, and I understand there's heroin and cocaine, and the village council is just tired of it ruining the lives, and I'm sure it's had something to do with a lot of the stuff that goes on in this town, and the village council just got tired of it.
In January, the village council adopted a resolution requesting the borough assembly to address the growing drug problem in the borough. The resolution is strongly worded, suggesting the borough and the borough police had done little to combat the drugs, and says that the few members of the community who had spoken out so far had been threatened for doing so.
And the resolution is basically stated that if they didn't start doing anything about it, we were going to. And that was about 6 months ago, 8 months ago, somewhere in there.
Patterson says he never received a response from the borough assembly after the resolution was sent to them. The resolution says that the Naknek Native Village Council will take it upon themselves to call in the Alaska State Troopers, U.S. Field Marshals, and even the Alaska Drug Task Force if they have to.
We're asking for just anybody to help just get rid of it. I mean, if we can't depend on the law enforcement, then I think the only thing we have left to do is ourselves.
Patterson has put his name on the ballot for an open seat on the borough assembly, the election for which happens next Tuesday. He says he's running so he can help lead the assembly towards combating the drug problem, and he wants to begin with what he calls small steps, like bringing back the curfew.
There's no need for a kid to be out wandering around 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, if they're school age, they should be home by 10 o'clock, because there's nothing else going on at 10 o'clock at night.
Patterson says he knows of Robert Martin, who was arrested last week, and says he's not surprised by the arrest.
No, I knew they were doing it. Everybody knew where it was going on, because all you have to do is sit out and watch at night or any time of day, night, and watch who gets all the two-minute visits, you know, and it's not hard to know who's doing it.
But he admits it is hard for people to know what to do about it themselves. Robert Martin, who told authorities he lived in Naknek, King Salmon for about 4 years, was arrested in conjunction with the 30 grams of meth and 39 grams of cocaine being shipped to Naknek last November. He remains in custody on $10,000 bail. Jerry Foster, Jr., who Martin implied was actually responsible for the shipment of drugs, has not yet been charged by authorities. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.